Well, appreciate you all coming today, and I know many of you probably head into Charlottesville after this, so, and we are as well. But today's a really exciting day and an opportunity for us to share some news about a new addition and a new sport that we're going to add at the University of Pittsburgh. So we will be adding the sport of women's lacrosse at Pitt here, and we couldn't be more excited to talk to you a little bit about it and the decisions why and really the opportunity. So I am going to reveal the fun helmet that we had designed to share a little look at the future of our women's lacrosse program. I don't know how many of you, how familiar you are with it, but this is a goalie helmet. The goalies wear helmets in lacrosse. The players obviously wear goggles. But that's our design for now until our new coach comes on board and may have some other thoughts. But we're excited. You know, a lot of people may say, why lacrosse? And what are you thinking? And it's really a tremendous opportunity. You know, we evaluate sports sponsorships from the time I've been here. And this is really about a strategic decision based on the growth of the sport. It is the fastest growing team sport in the country, lacrosse is. Obviously, the state of Pennsylvania is an incredible hotbed, really, from a recruiting standpoint, from a development standpoint. There's an awful lot of lacrosse played here, and we feel that it's going to be great recruiting ground for our coach. An unbelievable opportunity to provide females with the opportunity to compete at the highest level in the ACC is the premier conference in the country for women's lacrosse. And it's really an opportunity to put the brand and our team eventually on the ACC network. This is a sport that will be played in the spring. And, you know, if you think about the spring, the network will play baseball, softball, men's and women's lacrosse. And so adding the sport of women's lacrosse gives us that chance to and platform for our kids to compete nationally and televise across the country. And really, at the end of the day, you know, it's about the belief that we believe we can be successful in lacrosse, which is consistent with really the theme of comprehensive excellence that I've talked about from the start. You know, if we're going to have a program, we want to go compete for ACC and national championships. So this is an unbelievable opportunity for us to go recruit and attract a quality coach and coaching staff here to Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a really attractive opportunity for students who want a world-class education along with the opportunity to compete at the highest level in lacrosse, which is here at Pitt and in the ACC. So, you know, the combination and really the footprint that we live in, the growth of the sport, the excitement, and we think it's well set up, and we believe that we can be very successful in lacrosse here at Pitt. As far as the timeline and process, we will conduct a national search for a new head women's lacrosse coach. This lacrosse season will conclude Memorial Day weekend, this NCAA season, so I think it's May 26th is the national championship. And so immediately following that, we will be obviously doing a lot of research before then, but I expect us to hire a coach shortly thereafter. Dustin Gray from our team will oversee women's lacrosse, and he and I will conduct that search together and have the opportunity to, you know, recruit and bring a really talented mind and coach to leader to our university. That coaching staff will focus on recruiting immediately, and we'll have to recruit really 2 years worth of classes. So our first official season for women's lacrosse will be in the 21-22 academic year. So the sport's played officially in the spring. So the spring of 22 will be, you know, we'll be playing in the ACC, and you know, so we'll, it's a build up. You know, you have to build it the right way and with the right people. So that's really the timeline. Some people may ask, like, where are they going to practice and compete eventually? So right now, our plan is to use our current facilities that we have. The soccer stadium will be a soccer stadium. We are not changing the soccer stadium to a lacrosse stadium. As you all probably saw last night, men's soccer had a huge win in the ACC tournament. Those programs are extraordinarily talented and on the rise, and a very important focus of us, of ours. So part of our Victory Heights vision, which we'll obviously continue to talk about in a more comprehensive way eventually, but part of our vision for Victory Heights does have a new lacrosse competitive field in it. So that's exciting. And that's eventually where our team will compete on a permanent basis in the new lacrosse stadium. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does the helmet being those colors suggest anything? Heather's just partial to those colors. There's no suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I
like I said, those are the right
colors. Yeah. I think, you know, it's an attractive look.
Heather, you're talking about, you know, Victory Heights and having a stadium there. Is that something that you already have funded, or you're still going to need to, between now and 2022, raise those funds for construction?
No, it's a great question. We are definitely in the process of raising money. You know, it's a private, you know, we have very thoughtful, detailed plans about our vision for Victory Heights. I think this type of an announcement, the addition of a sport, and the vision for Victory Heights doesn't happen without tremendous leadership. I mean, we can't do this alone in the athletic department. So I'm grateful for the support of Chancellor Gallagher and our Board of Trustees, who were definitely, you know, aware and understood and supported this decision and the decision to move forward with the vision for Victory Heights. So it's something we can't do alone, but we are absolutely focused on raising funds for our vision.
You know, from the time that you first got here, Heather, how much of a priority was it to look to potentially add sports, and what did you see that made you think it would be conducive to add, you know, to add not only sports but to add as well as women's lacrosse?
Yeah, I mean, sports sponsorship is definitely something when you come into an organization, you sort of evaluate and you think, okay, why do we have the sports that we do have? Can we be successful in the sports that we have? And what else could we be more successful in, potentially? And when you look at the landscape of the ACC, one of the areas in the sports that's kind of glaringly missing, if you will, is lacrosse. They've been just a dominant conference in the country, always have teams in the Final Four. And then you start to look at the footprint and learn a little bit about, you know, our Commonwealth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there are an extraordinary number of All-Americans who've played lacrosse in college. And so it just is a really good fit all the way around. It fits our profile of the student that wants to be a very high-achieving academic student. Obviously, you're coming to an unbelievable world-class university. And the combination of being able to study and be at an academic institution with that level of prestige, and then to be able to compete in the prestige of the ACC in lacrosse, I think it's just a perfect combination. And so ultimately, you feel like you believe you can be successful in it, and that's what we want to be.
So with the new lacrosse stadium being built, like long-term, you ever think about having a men's program with the new stadium?
You know, I think that it will always be something we'll continue to evaluate. You know, we don't have any near-term plans for it necessarily, but it is, you know, it's always, I would never say never, you know.
Away from lacrosse, are there other sports possibly being considered in the near future? I mean, lacrosse can be a higher expense sport, just with equipment and that sort of thing, and adding a stadium, but are there others under consideration?
You know, again, I would say that, you know, you always have to evaluate what we're doing and whether or not we're successful in the programs that we're in and whether or not you can feel like it's a worthwhile investment on the other side. This is a big undertaking, so I don't anticipate anything in the near future being added additionally.
But the near future is the near future. What about the extended future? And people come to me all the time about a football stadium up
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear from anybody with any clout and any, you know, any kind of, you know, cachet talking about this, really wanting to get it done?
You know, again, we just embarked on a pretty extensive university master planning process, and athletics was a big part of that too, and we had the fortune of being incorporated into the university process. You know, it's something we will always evaluate, you know, and if you never know what can happen. I mean, with the right finances, there's a lot of things that can happen.
Additional questions?
Have you, is this being added to your, your team count, or is there mm-hmm. going to be just some subtraction involved as well?
Well, again, so we have 9 men's sports right now, and this will make it 11 women's sports. So that's where we're at right now, and we'll always evaluate where we're at and where we need to be and where we should be.
Have you put a price tag on what Victory Heights eventually is going to cost?
Yeah, I mean, we have some estimates. I don't know that I want to talk about them publicly right now. We do have some rough estimates based on our initial preliminary vision. There's been a couple changes to, we're modifying, we're trying to figure out, okay, did we want to have the rec center built within Victory Heights? Well, the rec center is not going to be within Victory Heights. It's going to be on O'Hara Street. So that's one piece that it will transform the student experience here at Pitt and the opportunity to, have a new rec center. And so that's a piece that is separate from Victory Heights. So things have evolved. I don't have a dead set price tag right now, but it's a big, bold vision. And it's absolutely necessity when you think about the quality of facilities. And when you think about really the quality of coaching staff and people that we've recruited here, we need to match those coaches and their expectations with the quality of facilities that we're competing against. And we're behind, no question. And I'll say that the first phase of Victory Heights is really underway, which is the third floor completion of the Peterson Sports Complex. So when that facility was built, it was designed for 3 floors, and we built it to 2. And what we left off were coaches' offices and any team film room or team meeting room area. So that project is actually underway. It's been approved. So the third, you will see a third floor of the Peterson Sports Complex. We're in the design phase right now. It'll take 2 years till they're actually in. So we'll design for a year and construct for a year. But so you'll have baseball coaches' offices there, softball, men's soccer, women's soccer, and women's lacrosse. So that is designed to hold the lacrosse offices and a lacrosse locker room and a meeting room and team space, student athlete space. So that's really, we needed that domino to move to get those coaches. Those coaches are all located in the field house. So we needed those coaches to be able to move out of the field house in order for the next phases to come.
Do you have a timetable for when?
My staff would say Heather wants it done now. We're moving as aggressively and strategically as we can. So, we know it's a priority. I couldn't do this without the university's support and understanding the priority and the, really the impact that athletics has and the role that it plays within our university. And they know that there's a great need and they're supportive of that, which is tremendous.
Was there a push at all from the student body to get this work?
There wasn't. I just had the privilege to meet the club lacrosse coach and the captain and one of the alumni. So it was really my first interaction with them. They're a great group of kids and a great program. And obviously they've been around for about 30 years as a club sport. But there was not.
Do you have sorry if I missed it. A site picked out for the stadium, the lacrosse
team? It's within Victory Heights.
Yeah, no specific.
No specific. I couldn't. Nah, no. Mm-hmm.
But somewhere up here.
Mhm. Yeah, up on the hill.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a little bit off topic from lacrosse, but with the men's basketball their season game going tonight, I'll be unofficial. I mean, I was mm-hmm. curious if y'all had any updated figures on season ticket sales and how that compares to where they were last year.
Fortunately, we're well ahead of sales from last year. Our ticket office staff has done a tremendous job. Obviously, there's no question the excitement around Coach Capel and the program that he's building and the belief in his vision and, the confidence that he has and the confidence that we all have in him has permeated to our fans, and I think they're really excited to come and support. It's critically important that we get the Pete where the Pete was, was at one time. It's one of the reasons, you know, in the interview with Jeff, I mean, there's no question he described the environment as being, you know, just intimidating and a tough home place to play, and he knows what it can happen there. I'm not sure the national, you know, everybody understands it yet, because the way the cameras were set, you know, you didn't see the zoo and the excitement and all that sort of thing. Obviously, at the end of this basketball season, we are flipping the court. We'll change everything. We'll resand flip the logo and put the players and the teams right in front of the zoo, and we'll move all the courtside seats to the other side. But so visibly, from a national television standpoint, you know, people will see what we all feel when you walk into the Pete. So, season tickets are up significantly. We're grateful for everybody coming back. That, you know, many of the people said, you know, I took a little hiatus. We're sold out of suites. We're sold out of courtside seats. We're continuing. I mean, there are seats available. There are tickets available. So don't get me wrong. We'd love to see you come out. And I am confident that we're going to have a great product. Obviously, we're building this program. So, we have to pace our expectations with the ability to build a program properly. But, we have great expectations for Coach Cable.
Are there any firm figures in terms of the number of season tickets sold?
Christian just walked out. I know that we lost a significant number of season ticket holders, and I would say we're back up well over that number last year. Christian, we can give you some numbers as soon as he walks back in.
Kind of also off topic, we're under the assumption Pitt would open the season football next year against Delaware, and it looks like that got moved. Is there any announcement coming with the season opener?
Yeah, you know, we are absolutely, I think we're about a couple weeks away from finalizing a long-term non-conference schedule that we will absolutely share with you all. We had to move some games in anticipation of the ACC network, and so we are excited. I think we have one more contract, really, to get in, and then we'll be able to reveal, I don't know how many years worth, but several years worth of non-conference scheduling. So, yes, we had to move that.
ACC game to open up the season on the ACC network, maybe?
Perhaps. You know, I mean, obviously there's lots of competitive games on that particular weekend, but they do want marquee games in the first week, and those will be decisions that are made, you know, by the television, by right. The ACC network, so not us.
But you'll be on the phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to put your program in the best position possible to be on those television slots. And I would say that Coach Narduzzi and our team have done many of those things necessary on the field to be in the conversation. So, really excited about the future of our football program.
Heather, the last time we talked to you was the unveiling of Pitt Studios, and of course everything was sort of new then. What's been the response or reaction you've gotten since that announcement to that project?
You know, just really extraordinary praise. The Pitt, it's innovative. It's something that no other school has. It's a huge asset to our campus. It's not really just about athletics. I mean, we'll use it for sure, but I think the opportunity for us to partner on campus with the film studies program and with College of Education, it's just an unbelievable tool and asset that our students can use, and they've never had that ability. And so it's been really well received. I think we'll take great advantage of it. We've done a lot of shows here and there, the Fish Report and what have you. So I think that it's been well received for sure.
This is kind of another sort of dumb, I guess, cosmetic type question here, Heather. But we had spoken some with your predecessor about adding a secondary logo, to go along with the script. I was curious where you all are in that process, or if that's something you are still trying to do or look into.
Oh yeah, yeah, we have definitely spent a lot of time studying the brand and the logos, our marks, our color palette, all that sort of thing. And I would, you know, the new year will bring some new ideas, and we're really excited to talk about that eventually.
How's the club team doing?
They do exceptionally well. They're preseason ranked number one in the country, actually, right now. And they were runner-ups.
They were runner-up 2017 and won a championship in 2014.
Yeah.
They've been around a while then.
Yes,
and
yes.
And a really good program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
any
thanks.
Additional questions?
I will say, just for the record, so new men's basketball season tickets above 1,100. All new. I mean, those are, and you know, we lost a number. We have well nearing 6,000 men's basketball season tickets sold.
So. Or above 1,100, you said.
New.
New.
Yeah. Does the 6,000, does that include the zoo or is that?
No.
No.
And then one final thing I'll just mention, we are going to be, our men's basketball team will be wearing a shirt and a logo that our campus worked together on in honor of the, you know, really tragic situation at the Tree of Life Synagogue. So we'll be sharing that today, you know, a Stronger Than Hate version of that shirt and a Pitt logo to go with it. All of our student athletes, Spirit Squad, band, and 5,000, I think, of them on campus, students and faculty and staff will have these shirts available. And you know, it's not about the shirt by any stretch of the matter. It's hopefully just a signature, a symbol of unity and solidarity and really support and love to the victims and the people that suffered through that horrific tragedy that we all have great empathy for. And, you know, sometimes the strength of the community together overcomes, you know, something like that. And, you know, the light outshines the darkness. So, and that's really what, you know, the shirts will show and demonstrate. But our men's basketball team will be wearing those tonight as warm-up shirts before the game.